One thing that investors are closely watching this week was the developments out of D.C. President Biden trimming down his social spending package to about $1.7 trillion, hoping that this will be enough to get Democrats on board with his economic agenda. We want to bring in Rick Newman because this is the topic of this week's Bidenomics report. And Rick, I guess just first, give us your take on the new framework.
Well, it's now called the Build Back Better framework. The BBBF is what I'm seeing it. Biden is already calling it an achievement, but Congress still hasn't passed anything. I mean, people must be tuning this out and just kind of concluding that Democrats cannot get this done because that's what it looked like. Shauna, the thing that got my attention in the BBBF that the White House published on the White House's website, there's a 7-panel cartoon in the Build Back Better framework. There you see Linda. She's a mom, a fictional mom who lives in Peoria, Illinois. And this little cartoon panels, this tells us the story of Linda and her son Leo as they go through life. And not surprisingly, they benefit from all the Biden Build Back Better policies as they go on their journey through life. Linda takes advantage of the expanded child tax credit that Biden wants to pass. There's subsidized child care. Leo enrolls in universal preschool. He gets free community college after high school. And wouldn't you know it, he becomes a technician on a wind turbine because President Biden has invested so much money in green energy. And then as his mom, Linda, gets older, she's very lucky that Biden has pushed so hard for these changes to Medicare and to elder care. So I guess the message here is this is what the Biden plan can do for you. And oh, my God, what's going to happen to poor Linda and poor Leo if this doesn't pass? They're not going to get the child care subsidies. They're not going to get the elder care subsidies and all those other things that Biden is offering. So this is what it has come down to. Cartoons promoting the Build Back Better agenda.
Doing anything they can to drum up support for the economic agenda that the Biden administration has put forward. Rick Newman, thanks so much for joining us. And you can read Rick's column on YahooFinance.com this week in Bidenomics, the cartoon presidency.